Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and today's subject is Feed Me, Seymour. We're going to be talking about feeding the beast. I'm sure you've heard this phrase, which essentially is said by leaders talking about their organization as a beast that needs to be fed. And what I want to talk today about are the advantages of having a tiny team. The playbook for startups nowadays is getting a massive headcount. People are always hiring and always growing, often at an immense pace. You're getting more and more people in your company. And as part of my work, I often see companies and get to visit them every several months. And I'm amazed when I come over and I see that, oh wow, you've got a whole nother floor now. You're no longer an engineering manager, you're a director. You no longer have 20 people, you've got 60. These numbers are astounding. We seem to have forgotten the advantages of having a small team. I'm sure you all know that WhatsApp was acquired with about 10 engineers, 15 engineers. The same goes for Instagram. They had hundreds of millions of users. They had apps on several platforms. They had what was back then an amazing backend to support all of those concurrent users. And they did that with teams smaller than some of my clients that I see are doing things immensely simpler. And once you give in to this modus operandi of having a huge headcount, you are committing to having this huge beast that you will have to spend an enormous time on and making sure that it is being fed properly. And that food is quite complex. First of all, there's work, features, tasks. You have 15 engineers and you cannot simply wait until product finds out what they actually need to do. So you'll just decide on something for the team to do this sprint. You have to feed them. They can't simply sit there, right? They're going to get the salaries anyway, so why don't we give them some more tasks? That, of course, means that you're going to be developing things that are usually not helpful, don't have a big impact, and you're going to have to support all that needless code because you already have all of these people. Lacking constraints is actually a downside here. You're going to be doing things that are not essential. Another aspect is, of course, that you have to manage the beast. Management has several aspects here. First of all, there's the aspect of actually managing these people. If you have 10 engineers, you're going to have to spend more time managing them. You have more one-on-ones, you have to supervise the work, you have to make sure that they know what they need to be doing, and so on. But of course, there's also the issue that as the team grows, you're going to have more managers. Having more managers means that communication gets harder. You immediately get some kinds of silos and everything becomes costlier. And once you have more managers, you have to work on managing those managers. And as the team grows and the company grows, you have to make sure that the team grows so that people have a place to grow. Because in these rocket ship companies, no one expects to stay put for 3 years. And because of that, you have to make sure that you're constantly creating more teams, more divisions, more departments so that people will feel like they're advancing somewhere. And of course, there's the issue of having to pay for all this food for the monster, and that's raising money. The company will have to raise money more and more often because you have to pay for whatever you're going to be doing. You have more people, they cost more money. You have to give them even more perks, you have to get another manager, and so on. And what I want to say today is that you should consider what would it be like if you'd reduce your planned hiring in 2020 to be only a handful of people instead of trying to double the team. It is likely that if you put your mind to it, you will discover that you can deliver probably less features, but if you focus, you can usually have just the same amount of impact, if not more. It is rarely the case that product already knows exactly what needs to be done that you can plan out a huge roadmap for dozens of engineers and have them all do worthwhile, impactful work. This is, of course, something that does happen, but usually quite a while after product market fit. And as you're smaller, you should consider keeping everything a lot smaller and growing organically instead of hiring a person every single week or several. Why not hire someone a quarter? That means that you will be wasting way less time in hiring, interviewing, and filling up your pipeline. It means that you can really focus on getting the more senior, more experienced people that can fit into your company. One of my latest blog posts has been about giving up on hiring seniors at all. And that's because if you are sure you have to hire 30 people this year, it's going to be way harder to get 30 seniors or 30 mid-levels even than to get that same amount of juniors with a high potential and mentoring them to get better. But the other side of the coin here is to simply say, I'm not going to need all those people. Let me get 3-4 key hires and work with them. I know the 10x engineer is something that we used to laugh about. It's a myth. And yet, I have seen the 10x teams. Those smaller teams that are capable of doing things that huge companies can do. We always say that startups are usually way faster than all of those big corps. And then a second later, we try and get to those sizes and keep on planning how we amass more and more people. Consider, what can you do without adding on too many people? You might need to move some people around. You might need to get a few more key hires. But usually, instead of investing in hiring, onboarding, and making all those new hires productive, you might be able to keep just about the same size and produce more and have a bigger impact, especially if product understands that they have to focus on the most important work, on the needle-moving parts, because they do not have the slack, the extra capacity to throw work on. Instead of working to feed the beast, you're gonna make the beast do some work for you. That's a thought. That's all for this week. Thank you all very much for joining me. As usual, let me remind you, I have a newsletter coming out every Thursday. It has 3 key insights I don't share anywhere else. If you want to get that, go on to the link in the show notes and subscribe. For any comments and remarks, feel free to shoot me an email. I reply to everyone unless it's spam. Thanks, and talk to you soon.